This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Eau Claire Police Department officials say a man was killed after attempting to flee from a fight in the downtown area by swimming across the Chippewa River over the weekend. According to a press release, the incident occurred at around 2:30 a.m. on Saturday near the 400 block of Galloway Street. They say the man fled from the group fighting on the sidewalk, but refused calls from officers to return to shore before beginning to struggle and going underneath the waterline. Officers later located his body near the Haymarket landing stairs, and he was pronounced deceased. Stepping Stones of Dunn County is encouraging local residents to donate some much-needed items ahead of the annual Summer Point in Time count this week. Twice each year, local nonprofit organizations survey the area to locate individuals experiencing homelessness. The Summer Point in Time count will take place on Thursday. Until then, Stepping Stones of Dunn County will be collecting items like bottled water, healthy snacks, and travel-sized hygiene items to distribute to any unhoused individuals they locate at their Stout Road office in Menominee. Royal Credit Union has announced the launch of a new small business grant program in the Chippewa Valley. Through the new program, Royal Credit Union will award a $3,000 grant to one local small business to help them get on their feet. Eligible businesses must be located in either Chippewa, Eau Claire, Dunn, Clark, Trumbull, or Taylor County and can be in their pre-launch phase, a new startup, or a small business established within the last 3 years. More information and the application is available on the Royal Credit Union website. The Dunn County Fair will officially get underway in Menominee this week. According to fair organizers, this year's fair will feature a new carnival provider as well as a larger stage and more vendor options. It will also feature fair staples like live music, agricultural events, livestock exhibits, and more. The fair will officially kick off at 3 p.m. on Wednesday at the Dunn County Fairground in Menominee and will run through Sunday afternoon. A full schedule of events at this year's fair and information on admission pricing is available on the Dunn County website. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. Taco Bell lettuce is confirmed to be one source of the diarrhea-causing parasite, according to federal health officials. After thousands have been sickened by the stomach-churning parasite infection, federal health officials now say shredded iceberg lettuce served at some Taco Bell restaurants has been identified as the source of a multi-state cyclosporiasis outbreak. The FDA says contaminated lettuce supplied from Mexico sickened more than 1,600 people, with Taco Bell locations in Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, Ohio, and West Virginia linked to the investigation. Wisconsin has also reported cases of cyclosporiasis this summer, although state health officials have not tied them to Taco Bell. Consumers with severe diarrhea, stomach cramps, or nausea after eating fresh produce are urged to contact a healthcare provider. Taco Bell says it has removed the affected lettuce from its restaurants. While the smoke and air quality have been the main weather focus recently, we're now looking at the chance for severe thunderstorms coming in this afternoon into evening. Forecasters say the greatest risk is expected across the southern half of the state, with storms producing damaging winds, large hail, and torrential downpours. The National Weather Service says an isolated tornado can't be ruled out. Details coming up in your forecast. More people in Wisconsin are working and fewer are out of a job as the state's unemployment rate dipped again in June. New data shows the rate fell to 3.3%, down slightly from May, while employers added about 6,000 jobs over the month. Over the past year, the state has gained more than 16,000 jobs. The trend lines up with the national picture where unemployment also edged lower. Governor Evers is endorsing Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley in Wisconsin's Democratic race for governor. This comes after Crowley re-entered the race following Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez's decision to end her campaign because of campaign finance troubles. Evers praised Crowley's record in Milwaukee County and said he is the best candidate to defeat Republican Tom Tiffany in November. Several Democrats defended their own campaigns and questioned the governor's decision to endorse. Wisconsin Democrats will choose their nominee in the August 11th primary. The world's largest aviation celebration takes flight this week in Oshkosh. EAA Air Venture opens today at Whitman Regional Airport, drawing hundreds of thousands of aviation enthusiasts from around the globe. Organizers expect more than 10,000 aircraft and nearly 700,000 visitors during the seven-day event. Air Venture features daily air shows, military and civilian aircraft, educational forums, and the latest in aviation technology. The annual fly-in generates millions of dollars for Wisconsin's economy and transforms Oshkosh into one of the busiest airports in the world. The event runs through Sunday. Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway is making a bid for a third term. She recently made the announcement saying she wants to continue her work of helping Madisonians. She added that the work is not done yet and we must continue to address the challenges that Madison residents face. If she's reelected, Rhodes Conway's priorities will include property tax relief, housing, and public safety. The state of Wisconsin is shifting its fleet to cleaner vehicles, aiming to lower emissions and save taxpayer dollars. Under new policy from Governor Tony Evers, agencies must choose electric or hybrid vehicles for new purchases, with some exceptions. Officials say the move builds on the state's clean energy goals and could reduce long-term fuel and maintenance costs. Some concerns remain about infrastructure and how quickly agencies can make the switch. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
The Miz is back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where the Brewers open a three-game series tonight against the Mets. Jacob Mizorowski will start for Milwaukee after taking the past week off with arm fatigue. The Miz will face former teammate Freddie Peralta, now with New York. Over the weekend, the Brewers swept the Marlins, thanks to a walk-off three-run home run by William Contreras in the bottom of the ninth to win 3-1 yesterday. Meanwhile, Brandon Woodruff is headed for season-ending surgery again on his right shoulder.
It sucks not being able to help on the field, but you feel like you can help in a way. We have so many young guys, and I was in their shoes at one point just trying to figure out how am I going to get these guys out at a high level. So I feel like a good implement for me, if I can't be on the field, it's like, how can I help do some things to, you know, whether it's a conversation in a bullpen session in between, maybe that helps.
That's the Brewers' Brandon Woodruff with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We are keeping an eye on a chance for a few thunderstorms later today into this evening, and some of those could be severe, so be weather aware today. Otherwise, it's going to be hot and muggy with patchy smoke, high in the upper 80s to low 90s. Scattered thunderstorms will end this evening, and then tomorrow, sunny and cooler in the upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm.